We have State Senator Joe Lipom on the telephone with us. Joe, good morning.
Kelly, Rusty, good morning, and good morning to all your listeners. Hope you had a great weekend and looking forward to a great Independence Week.
Yes, 4th of July celebrations coming up. Any big plans for you, sir?
Lots of big plans. There's a lot of events in the Sheboygan, Manitowoc area. You know, summer in Wisconsin, especially the 4th of July week, really means a lot of great community events and picnics. We'll be in the 4th of July parade in Sheboygan on Thursday morning. Then we head over to Hilbert, actually, for a parade on Thursday. We'll be making our way to Manitowoc for a community picnic that they have on Thursday. Then Saturday, we're looking forward to being out in Sheboygan Falls. They're having their 100th anniversary celebration in Sheboygan Falls. They're having a picnic and a on Sunday. We go to Ductona in Falls. We go out to Elkhart Lake for their firemen's picnic and parade. And we'll wrap things up on Monday night or early Tuesday morning. At midnight on Tuesday morning, there's a nice little parade called the Pretzel Bender out in Johnsonville. And it's a great little annual tradition to celebrate independence and to celebrate Americana. So a lot of fun events. We look forward to seeing a lot of our fellow citizens and our friends in the communities over the next couple of days.
So in essence, if people don't see you, they're not trying. You're trying to get out there.
Well, yeah, you know, and we enjoy being a part of these events. It's a part of our community, and it's just a way for me to make myself available to the constituents of the district. You know, believe it or not, I actually get even quite a bit of input from constituents along parade routes. Some of it's a kudos, some of it's a hey, you know, you're not looking out for my well-being. There's always good input that's shared along parade routes and at the different community events, and that's part of the job, being available to kind of hear that input and to, you know, interact with your constituents.
Well, let's move on to, I guess, the big state news item from yesterday. Governor Walker signing the new biennial budget. It is now in place through
right.
the end of June 2015. And you were one of those senators who supported the measure. Can we get another reaction as to why?
Yeah, I think it's a good state budget for our state of Wisconsin for the next 2 years. It's based on good fiscal discipline, and it really moves forward kind of three key initiatives. One, economic independence and freedom by reducing our tax burden here in the state of Wisconsin. This budget, unlike budgets that we've seen over the past 12 years, instead of raising taxes or relying on transfers and structural deficits, we're actually going to provide tax relief to the citizens of this state to the tune of about $1 billion. And that's something that myself and Governor Walker and my colleagues in the legislature really believe in. We believe that there's a role for government, but it's a limited role. And you limit that government by letting people keep more of the hard-earned money that they raise so that they can take care of themselves and their families and not have to be controlled and entitled to government programs. So tax relief is a major part of this budget. It's focused on income tax reductions for middle-class families and all Wisconsinites. But it's really a good tax relief package. The second area that I'm proud to have a good focus on in this budget is education reform and education support. We provide additional funding for our quality public education system here in Wisconsin while providing educational opportunities and choice for families that for one reason or another don't think the public school option in their community is the best educational option for their children. So a good education focus in this budget. And then finally, there's a focus on trying to reform our entitlement programs and bring people into more independence and freedom when it comes to choices like health care and the foods that they eat and the different things that they do. We believe that, again, people in control of their own lives and their destiny is better than having government control it. And so we move forward a good package of entitlement reforms to ensure that we're helping people who need it the most. But in other cases, we're asking people to do the best to take care of themselves and be responsible for themselves. So a good budget overall. It's structurally sound. It's based on, you know, good economics, and I think that it'll be a good budget for the state of Wisconsin over the next 2 years.
Well, I want to touch on one thing that I know you've been vocal about, and it goes back to the education side, not necessarily the school vouchers, but rather the private school tax credit. I believe that is still a part of the budget and was signed in, correct?
Yeah, and my focus there was more even broader in a sense. I believe that, you know, I think we've got good educational, public education systems in our state, in the Sheboygan area, but some families, for one reason or another, choose not to send their kids to the public school. And I've always thought, it hasn't been a top issue of mine, but I've always thought, you know, maybe there should be some relief for those families. We all have a responsibility to pay taxes to support our public education system, and we probably do that. But if you're not specifically using that service for your children, perhaps there's some type of relief that we could provide. And in this budget, we will provide a tax deduction for families whose children attend a parochial or a private school in Wisconsin. I wanted it to be broader. I wanted it to be a little bit more not specific to parochial schools, just saying, you know, if your children don't go to the public school, you can get a tax deduction. Maybe that's for a parochial school. Maybe it's for homeschooling. Maybe it's for some type of virtual school that you use. But the provision that Governor Walker signed into law will be specific for parochial schools, and you'll be able to get a tax deduction for the tuition that you pay for that educational service.
Well, Senator, we do have a few months before the session picks up again in Madison. Do you see anything possibly coming up in the future?
Yeah, we're continuing to work on, and actually, you know, the legislature will be a little quiet in July, but then our committee work begins again in late July, early August, and we're focusing on some additional efforts to kind of further stimulate Wisconsin's economy. I mean, we're proud of the business startups and the jobs that we're seeing in the state, but it's lacking what we really believe needs to be done. So we're going to do some additional things to make Wisconsin more friendly and competitive for economic development and job creation. We're working on some law enforcement issues. I've got a provision that deals with probation and parole agents. We've got some election reform matters that we have to deal with, depending on what happens with the voter ID bill in the Supreme Court. So really, I look forward to a good fall legislative session, late summer, early fall legislative session. And what's exciting about that session as well is that that's really when some of the smaller bills in the grand scheme of things come into play, but they're typically bills that, you know, constituents of mine and other senators have brought to our attention. And that's when those bills make their way through the process and deal with small law changes that, again, in the grand scheme aren't you know, world changing, but they're definitely important to different citizens groups and constituencies across the state to help improve the quality of life. And that will be a big focus of the fall legislative session.
Senator, thank you so much for joining us on your monthly talk, and enjoy visiting the area around here for the 4th of July.
Yeah, we're blessed to live in this country, and it's because of the independence that we have from our government. And I look forward to celebrating that and enjoying the 4th of July with a lot of our fellow citizens. Thanks.
All right, talk to you again next month.
See you, bye.
All right, State Senator Joe Lipom, 849 Business News, coming up next here, WHBL.